Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, Penelope Noir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did.
Get to any good gigs?
I went to quite a few last week, which is really cool. Stereo Lab. I went to Ice House on Thursday.
Oh, cool.
Which was actually like I was thinking, oh, will this be good? But it was really good.
Awesome.
Then I went to Uncle Acid and the Deadbeats on Friday.
Oh,
and that was amazing.
Super sick.
And then I went to Rick Astley and Aha.
You did the full spectrum of all the music that's available out there, basically.
Oh, totally. Yeah,
it was. That sounds fun. Yeah, very, very cool. Fun. Did it go off when they did Take On Me? Yeah, yep. Not surprised.
Yeah, they started with it, actually.
Did they? Oh, yep. I like that. They're just like, you know what, we're just going to get it out the way. We're just going to just go straight in, coming hot.
Yeah. My fave was Sun Always Shines on TV, and I wanted all the mannequins to be on stage as well, but they weren't.
Oh, that sounds really cool. What are we talking about in the world of fashion this morning?
Well, I thought we'd talk about something that's quite polarising.
Oh, hello.
And that is Crocs.
Crocs! Wow.
Before we go into it, I just want to say, text in to 5395 if you're pro or anti Croc.
Yeah, let's get a voting going.
What do you think?
The Croc poll.
Have you been anti Croc and then been converted?
Yeah. See, I think I have. Been.
I was. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been converted to.
Where
the Crocs.
Do you stand on it, Penny?
I've always been anti. But
are you still anti?
I'm anti in a kind of day wear fashion thing, but I'm like pro in
the
work
garden.
Wear.
Okay. Oh, okay.
In so a work wear and child.
What about in the garden?
Footwear.
That's work wear. Yeah.
But wouldn't you wear?
We just saw some on the website that were platformed, and I was saying Penny could get some black platformed Crocs.
Yeah, I think like black platform, rocking it with some socks. Maybe.
Yeah, yeah. 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 Socks and Crocs. Yeah. It's real level up in dad wear.
Apparently,
cool.
Who was it? George W. Bush wore black Crocs with socks.
I've got to say, that's not someone I'm like, ooh, fashion
icon.
Oh, this
is an interesting text. Someone said Crocs for chefs only.
Crocs for chefs only?
Yeah,
work wear. A lot of chefs that I've met, they do wear Crocs. Like, they're very practical item of clothing for a chef, I think.
And medical.
Medical.
Yeah.
Medical Crocs.
Yep.
So tell us a bit about. Tell us a bit about.
Well,
this
all started because I was reading a Stuff article because Crocs are collaborating with an American brand called Peeps, and they make marshmallows, and so they've made some candy coloured shoes, and they come in bright yellow, pink, and blue. And then I was kind of quite fascinated because they've got little chicks that are stuck through the holes in the top. And it's
okay.
What? There's accessories for Crocs?
Croc accessories.
And then I was kind of reading a bit more, and then I came across a recent collab that they did with KFC, which was the KFC with Crocs bucket clogs, and they were limited edition. The print on the top was fried chicken, and then the soles were red and white striped. And one version comes with removable chicken-scented gibbets, which is the technical name for the accessories that go in those holes of Crocs, and they smell like fried chicken.
They smell like fried chicken.
So it's like
scratch and sniff.
A lot.
They scratch and sniff.
Scratch and sniff fried chicken Crocs.
Yep.
It's not something I thought I was going to be saying at 8:15 on Monday morning.
So that means they actually must have the perfume smell to that smell that you smell outside KFC, which is so good.
The 11 secret spices or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
this is so funny. So they have a promo video for these KFC Crocs.
Yeah.
And she puts the deep fryer into the deep fryer, and then she pulls it out, and out come the Crocs.
I like
with
that.
Pieces of chicken all over them.
Both things there are the smelly chicken bits.
I think you can buy these clips that, because you know how with Crocs you can decorate them and buy little bits.
So
you can buy these clips, and the clips are the pieces of smelly chicken.
So the Croc itself doesn't smell. It's the little clicky thingies.
It's the gibbets.
So. The gibbets.
Gibbets.
Is that the technical term?
Yeah.
That's
the name of
the
accessory.
Okay, I got
it. So their branding is so, like, full on.
Yeah.
I would like to read some of these texts out because it's popping off. People have opinions about Crocs out here. And as we expected, very polarised as well. Lots of people being like, Crocs great for boating. Crocs great for cooking.
Well,
all of that stuff.
Well, yeah, boating is interesting because that's essentially what they're invented for.
Okay, so that's where they all sort of arrived from.
Yeah, they were made by a company called Foam Creations, found, and they were basically these two guys, Lyndon Duke Hansen and George Bojecker Jr.
Nice.
Kind of made the prototype in 2002 with this company called Foam Creations. They were called Crocs, and they debuted at a boat show in Florida, and the first 200 pairs sold out immediately.
Nice.
So these two guys ended up buying the company and then having Crocs and secured secure the patent. They're made of a kind of foam resin called Croslite. And the foam molds itself to the wearer's foot and apparently have medical benefits and are very comfortable. So
have you guys tried a pair on before?
No.
Yes. Oh, I used to have a pair of Crocs.
So good.
I had bright pink Crocs. I was 13, but I did have a pair of bright pink Crocs.
I love this text. I feel like this is representative of a large group of people. I've never worn them and never would. I don't care how effing comfortable they are. Have some self-respect.
Whoa.
Well, yes, Tim Gunn actually said they look like a plastic hoof, and who seriously wants to wear that kind of thing?
I feel like if someone said to me a plastic hoof, I'd be like, give me that.
That
Where
sounds
do I get that from?
Weird and fun, which is exactly what Crocs are, weird and fun. Someone else says Crocs are giant Crocs of... ... Oi, oi, oi. Somebody else says pro Crocs, even though they are super... ugly, they are super comfy, which
and
is
also,
very true.
Crocs are like Ugg boots. If you own them, you should never leave the house in them.
Yeah.
So
see,
I think
I
a lot of people
that.
Yeah, a lot of people sit in that camp.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hate Crocs, they're so ugly, but they have a pair and they wear them at home.
This person says, Croc gang, none of those fancy Birkenstock fancy ones either. Crocs only. Just like pure Crocs. I would like to say that you probably know this already, Penny, but Balenciaga, they did that like Croc collaboration a couple of seasons ago and did these huge platform Crocs. And so it was kind of like art school chic or something.
They've got these platform Crocs in and they're called the Classic Bay, like B-A-E, like the Classic Bay Croc.
The Classic Bay Croc.
And they're the platform ones.
Yeah.
I just think they ruin it with a name like that, don't they?
They ruin it with, ruin platform Crocs with a name like Bay.
Well, why did they call it that? I feel like, you know, they're trying so hard to be on trend.
This person says they hated Crocs until they found the Balenciaga platform Crocs. They are a convert now.
Ah, wow.
There we go.
Yeah.
High fashion.
I feel like you'd wear that, right?
Yeah.
Anything Balenciaga.
Here we go.
What's quite interesting about the company, though, is that they, instead of kind of like stopping other people producing them, they've actually bought up other companies to get rid of the competition, including like the gibbets, which were the manufacturer of the accessories that snap into the holes of Crocs.
Yeah,
they acquired that in 2006.
Okay,
so they now own that as well.
So they didn't actually come up with the idea of accessorizing your own Crocs.
Yeah, somebody else came up with that and they bought them out.
You can get a
that person's probably sitting very comfortably right now.
You can get a narwhal gibbet
for your Croc.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It's got like a horn out the front of your Croc.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a picture of a narwhal.
Okay.
With the horn.
I was just imagining you had one gibbet that was a giant spike out the front of your Croc.
Yeah, well,
like
actually,
a weapon.
there's been a lot of collaborations, and the ones that I found the most interesting were the Barney's New York ones, and they were studded with chains. They look kind of like New York punk. They were pretty funny.
I like that.
Christopher Kane has done a collab. Drew Barrymore. Post Malone has done a few, and they're
that
called Postico. One for Jules, Kiss.
Oh,
Kiss has done a collab.
I can't see, although they've done a collab, I can't see Jules getting around
rocking
that.
The Crocs.
Yeah.
No, I can't see, even though it's a Kiss collab, I just can't see him being like, you know what, I'll buy those.
Yeah.
You know what? Yes, I want those Crocs. Thank you very much.
I've actually been looking into buying a pair for quite some time, and this might be the moment.
I reckon you should get the Bay ones. Platforms.
Does somebody said Croc gang again? So I like that people have already decided they've got a name for their like pro Croc fans.
Yeah,
it's the Croc gang.
Someone
it says it's the ultimate anti-fashion. It's going to be the next ugly dad shoe, like this, like these atrocious Balenciaga shoes. Pure Croc energy, baby.
Amazing.
We've had a text in saying the whole studio needs an exorcism.
Yeah. Well, none of us are wearing Crocs,
but maybe we will be tomorrow.
Next Monday.
I definitely remember when I was at art school, there was a moment when Crocs got cool again and suddenly everyone was wearing them.
To be fair, they're not that cheap either.
But you can get them on Trade Me.
They're like $50 US.
Whoa, okay.
Oh, wow, that's quite expensive.
Yeah.
I kind of thought they were like, I don't know, $20 or something.
Jandals.
Yeah.
I guess they're made to last, right?
Are they?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're like a long-lasting footwear, comfortable, practical,
fashionable,
just fantastic.
Just generally great.
I bet there's people out there that own like every kind of version that like they collect them.
I know somebody who does that with Doc Martens, and I can totally see them also doing that with Crocs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to be a bit like that with Docs, but then I, you know, got sick of having a million pairs and not wearing them.
Yeah.
I have a friend who's got a baby pink pair, and those are pretty cool.
Although, somebody's made a good point here. Crocs, environmentally awful, landfill shocker.
That's probably true.
Completely valid point there. Yes, I agree.
Why have they got to be so cool, though?
Yeah, I didn't look into like whether they were sustainable or anything.
I mean, they're probably not.
No, they don't
look very plastic.
They look like the kind of thing that you would never be able to get rid of.
It's the kind of thing where in like, you know, 125 years' time, they'll dig a croc out of the ground and
go,
they'll be
what
like,
the hell?
What was going on?
Oh, yeah, see, someone texts in. They said, what's everyone got against crocs? They're awesome, but expensive, though. Yeah. I agree. I feel like those are my thoughts summarised.
I kind of feel like every time I look at them, I kind of feel sweaty, clammy feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they're so light and soft and...
But plasticky a little bit. Yeah, I kind of get that. Somebody says, last major Japanese earthquake, Crocs donated shipping containers to the people in Japan, and an article in The Guardian stated, haven't they suffered enough?
Whoa!
Ruthless from The Guardian. Hey, thank you very much for that, Penny. On that note, we will leave you all to contemplate Crocs for
Penny's
the rest of
it.
The morning. Penny's lost it. We've all lost it up here. I think we're all pro croc gang, I think we've decided this morning.
Oh, I'm not.
Nah.
No, I don't think I'll ever be converted, really.
I reckon get yourself like a
Balenciaga
Bay
platform.
Yeah,
someone like,
maybe.
I don't know. Someone will do a collab and Penny will be like, oh,
I'm down.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.